We had to go back a century and a half, but we found one example of taxpayer money that was very well spent. That story today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-971-1057. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-971-1057. Call 1-800-971-1057. 1-800-971-1057.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 18th, the 292nd day of the year. Rock and roll pioneer Chuck Berry was born on this day, and in 1867, the U.S. took possession of Alaska from Russia. The purchase, for about 2 cents per acre, was widely ridiculed at the time as a colossal waste of money. How did it work out? Today, Alaska provides over 500,000 barrels of crude oil each year, most of our salmon, crab, halibut, and herring, and 6,600 miles of coastline with some of the most majestic scenery in the world, including our largest national forest and the top 10 highest peaks in the nation. Not such a bad return for what taxpayers once called Seward's folly. And there is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about this day in history at almanac.com.